Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Bedrosian throws to Sandberg and the pitch is grounded to second base. Thompson has it, throws to first. It's over! 27 years of waiting have come to an end. The Giants have won the pennant.
All right, it's Thompson to Clark. We are back for first week of September is over, which means the baseball season, at least the regular season, is kind of close to being over. And, you know, I was a little sad today because I realized that had the Giants won the last two games in the series against the Cardinals, they would have only been 2 games back in the wild card.
Don't say it out loud. I've thought about this in my head all the last couple of days. I keep looking at the standings and I'm like, golden opportunity, man.
Well, see, the problem is that I just haven't been paying attention to the wild card race because I don't even want to think about it. But yeah. Then I read today that the Mets also lost 2 games. And so the Giants would have been right there. And, you know, they still technically have a chance, especially if the Mets keep losing baseball games. But those were two. At least Saturday's game was utterly winnable. And for Ryan Walker to not even be able to get an out. Now, I know it wasn't all, it was a kind of, some of it was just bad luck. But man, you can't just only have bad luck. Like at some point, Ryan Walker, poor guy, he's earned.
He's been pitching so well for a couple of months now, though. But so it's magnified now when he blows a save, doesn't pitch well, it's extremely magnified because the Giants did not take care of business for a good stretch of almost 3 months, two and a half months. So, and that's a normal blow up, right? Your closer's going to blow a game. If you're the Phillies or the Tigers and you get a blip on the radar, it's fine because you're going to go on and reel off a bunch of wins and whatever. And they've been consistent all season. But then when you're the Giants, you just didn't play well. And now everything has to go perfect. So it's magnifying. So I don't blame it. Look, you're going to blow a save. You're a closer. You're going to blow a save. Hardly anybody is perfect in the closer role. The Giants were 1-for-7 on Saturday with runners in scoring position. They scored 2 runs. They really had no business winning that game. In the heat of summer, humid, ball flies. I mean, they scored 8 runs on Friday night, and then you go Saturday and you score 2 runs and against the Cardinals. And then the next day you come back on Sunday and you score three runs, but you score them late. So it's, you know, back to the same old tricks for the Giants offense. That's who I'm going to put the blame on personally. You know, they've been playing so well, but then when you crawl back into that hole, you can't do that for a couple of games because it gets extremely tough. And now here we are. I don't think anybody wants that third wild card spot. It kind of seems like everybody's giving it away.
Blaming one singular person is really hard in a sport like baseball.
Yeah, for sure.
However, I will have one sort of caveat about this, which is he was the start. He was the closer to start the season.
Sure.
So they had a lot of faith in him. Obviously did not go well. So much so that Camilo Duvall won back his starting closer spot. And he wasn't even great. He was just better than Walker. And there is something about this ninth inning this year, because Randy Rodriguez, you know, I lovingly call him eighth inning Randy. Seventh and eighth inning, this dude is lights out. But you change that to the ninth inning, and something there's a dynamic that switches, and this is why closers get paid more than seventh and eighth inning relievers.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Giants went all in on certain positions. They went all in on this trade with Devers. And I think the idea was, well, the bullpen, the sum of the parts together, like this 11 or 12 man bullpen, is going to be fantastic. It's just the closer role has been the weak spot this year. And so it shouldn't be surprising that, you know, they had a hard time locking down the ninth inning a lot of the times, but at the same time, it was like, man, Ryan Walker, if you really wanted to make some money, this would have been your time to shine, brother. You strike out three guys to end this game and you're sitting on top. And he's just not that guy. So that's the unfortunate part. But I do hope that they try and figure out how to close this, because if you don't have Rodriguez next year, he's going to maybe be out a year and a half. So that even the following year, you're talking about, you know, will he even be back to who he was? Probably not. So they do need to invest, whether through trade or free agency, in an arm. But you see how hard that is, even when you think you have one. Tanner Scott for the Dodgers just did not pitch well this year, and they brought him over to be that guy. So it's not 100% like, oh, this person has closed successfully in the past, and we're going to bring him over, and then our problem is solved. I think you even said this. I want to say it was like either in our preseason stuff or right at the beginning of the season, you were talking about how, and this was more of a starting pitcher thing, but you were saying how even if you have five starters, you kind of need eight.
Yeah. And
sort of like that in the bullpen, you may have a guy who you can depend on, but with arm injuries these days, and with just for whatever reason, that ninth inning being a struggle for the Giants this year, you may need two or three guys. Like, it would have been fantastic. I mean, we traded this dude to the team that we're trying to battle. It would have been fantastic to have Tyler Rogers turn a couple of these games over to. Not that he had to be the main closer, but like, hey, we need to get through this thing.
Yeah.
You've done it before, so get us through this thing. But when they gave up at the deadline, you know, they traded the two guys who would have, two of the guys who would have been amongst those folks to take over from Randy, and we were left with Ryan Walker.
Yeah, and I think it was a situation on Saturday night, too. They used their high leverage guys. Lucchesi was already used. I can't remember who else threw. I got to go back and look at the box. But then you're in that situation where it's like, did Ryan Walker, should he have been pulled? But again, who do you have?
Yeah.
Like you just said, I mean, Tyler Rogers is gone. Camilo Duvall is gone. Peguero, I think he was the one guy in the bullpen, but he's young, hasn't been with the team for very long. And Ryan Walker is your closer right now. So devil's advocate, let's just go a what if scenario here. What if Ryan Walker doesn't blow a save the rest of the season, doesn't give up a run the rest of the season? Do you feel more comfortable with him, me maybe being named the closer to open the season? But I mean, I know my answer And if the Giants don't get somebody in free agency who can be a closer, because if you look at the Cubs situation too, like you just said, eight, you know, I like to have many, many, many pitchers. Mm-hmm. I loved our bullpen the beginning of the year. You have moving parts. You can do different things. I'm going to use the Cubs for an example. They open the season, free agent Ryan Pressly from the Astros has closed games before. He was their closer, stumbled out of the gates poorly, then got hurt, lost the job to another dude. Can't remember his name at the moment. He got hurt. Then it finally gets turned over to Danny Palencia, who was just absolutely lights out. Then he starts blowing saves. Now he's hurt. This is, and I'm using this as an example because this is a playoff team.
Playoff baseball. We may see this during the playoffs, during the actual exactly. playoffs. This may yeah. be a situation.
So how do you feel like if Ryan Walker was the guy the rest of the season, didn't give up a run the rest of the season? And again, I say rest of the season where we got like 3 weeks left. Would you feel comfortable? Would you say, okay, it was blip on the radar. He's found his mechanics again. Or would it be in the back of your mind the whole time that we saw early season 2025 Ryan Walker and we know what that looks like too?
Yeah, I think more and more, there's a makeup of these guys, and the fact that he's just so much better in the seventh and the eighth inning tells me that that's where he should pitch.
Yeah.
And that means you do have to find a guy like there. It doesn't seem like there's very many Brian Wilsons out there who's like, I don't want to pitch the seventh or the eighth inning. Like that's boring to me. Well, I only want to pitch the ninth inning,
but even he was shaky. So that's the thing. Is
for 3 years, he was good. Now he may have, you know, gone to too many 3-2 counts for our liking, but for 3 years he was really good. But then he himself blew his arm out. You know, it's not an easy job there. You're throwing at such a high intensity, and everything is so important, and you got to throw the best pitch, you know, every single time. It's not easy. No. It is not easy at all. So the trip overall was a positive, though, you know, 5-1 or 6-0 for whatever reason seems like 1,000 times better than 4-2. And so now they come home. As we are recording, they're going to play the Diamondbacks tonight. And then the Dodgers come to town. So two big series. And two big series.
Series, yeah.
Oh, my watch is about to go off if I say that more than once.
just going to want to know what's up. What do you need?
And where I am at this point right now. So, again, four games back. If the Mets just collapse out of their ass, like, there's still an opportunity. And so, because I was thinking, like, okay, what do you do if you're the Giants? Do you bring up a Bryce Eldridge, or do you, you know, play some of these other guys? You know, do we find out, you know, can Drew Gilbert, you know, just basically have four ABs every game for the rest of the season? Or do you really play the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers really, really hard because of the fact that these are NL West games? The division is still up for grabs with the Dodgers and the Padres. And, you know, you're still only four games back. Now, if it becomes 5-6, then you're kind of done. You know, they may already be done. But, you know, I do like the idea, like, hey, man, the Diamondbacks are only a half a game behind the Giants. Like, let's try and stay ahead of these guys. And then when the Dodgers come in, you know, they just got done with a five-game losing streak. You know, we thought our Saturday was heartbreaking. Yamamoto's got a no-no going and gives up a two-run walk-off to lose the game.
that was absolutely tough. Yeah. He didn't do it, but I mean, the bullpen did. Like you said, Tanner Scott, you know, all these guys they brought over, they've got like three closers. Nobody could close out that ball game.
Yeah.
And that's that closer position again. But yeah. They're stumbling hard too. But again, the Padres aren't playing well either. So nobody really wants that division. Nobody really wants the third wild card. It's just kind of a weird end to the season. Nobody has lit the fire yet.
How would you like to see them play these last few weeks?
The Giants?
Yeah.
I'd like to see them bust their tails and get that last wild card spot. That's what I want to see. I mean, I want to see it. I'm being a Giants fan. I don't want to see them play the spoiler role. I have to do any of that. They're still within striking distance. I want to see if this was just a hiccup in St. Louis. If they can take on the D-backs and beat the snot out of them and show them, look, you guys aren't as good as us. They've got a lot of injuries, but they still have some star power over in Arizona. But yeah, I want to see them play like they
did. The Diamondbacks have to think like us, right? They're like, oh, we're only four and a half games back.
Absolutely. And they're in the same position. So I think that's I want the Giants to show their mettle at this point. I want to see what they've got, because everything they do right now just is a building block for next season for these guys. It's good to be in pressure situations and in pressure games, and it's good for the front office to see who's good in pressure and who's not, because they've got a lot of decisions to make for next season. We talked about last week about the logjam we're going to have in the outfield. So, I mean, there's a lot going on writing the last 3 weeks here.
All right. This person said, go Dodgers, go 49ers. So probably subscribing, possibly subscribing for 49ers content, but had to go Dodgers. So he's not going to be happy with this next segment here, because we are bringing it back. Bitter Giants fan. So part of your calculus of still making a run for it, part of that calculus is going to have to Dodgers come in this weekend. They're going to have to win these games. Now, the Dodgers are going to be even more urgent than the Giants, more than likely, because they see their division lead slipping away. And, you know, like you said, the Padres aren't playing all that well either. So the Giants are in a position where I don't think that, you know, if you were to compare the two teams right now, and my buddy Draven, who I do the Giants versus Dodgers show with, he texted me the other day and he said, you know, because I was saying how, you know, we were talking about both Saturday games. He's like, yeah, but the problem is we have a $1 billion roster, so we're supposed to win all of these games. So there's so much more pressure on us. And so that is part of this, right, is are the Dodgers going to be tight coming in, especially if they haven't gone back on track? I'll look up who they play before they come into town. But do you think this series is we're going to get their best, or do you think that just because it's Giants-Dodgers, like, doesn't even matter? Like it's just going to, you know, they're both just going to be going for it, because – my fear is they are going to be just a little bit better than us when it counts, because of, you know, you turn over their lineup and they're still really good hitters throughout. You turn over the Giants lineup and it's, you know, Patrick Bailey, and who, you know, these guys have been hitting a lot better, and that we've been hitting a lot more home runs during this run. But still, when it comes talent to talent, you would look at the Dodgers lineup and go, okay, like it's almost unfair in a sense. Yeah. But do you think that the Giants are going to be able to kind of play freely, willy nilly, and will that help them in this? Whereas the Dodgers may come in here with, you know, a little tight, a little bit of we can't really lose these guys.
And that's what I think that's what it's going to be. The Dodgers do not want to lose to us. They do not want us to be the cause of the Padres overtaking them, or oddly enough, us overtaking them. I mean, it's super long shot, but there is a chance, right? I mean, we play seven games against them and we're still seven games back.
Rockies are in LA this for three games.
Well, I mean, and the Rockies are playing better baseball right now. They're playing decent baseball against the Padres. We saw that. So they seem to be getting up for the task. The Giants just took them to the woodshed, though, in Colorado when they went there. But yeah, the Dodgers do not want to lose to us. They do not want us to be the cause of any of their heartburn going into the playoffs, or even God forbid they don't make the playoffs. But I mean, can you imagine if things played out and the Dodgers did not make the playoffs? There's still a chance, of course. But yeah, I think the Giants can play a little looser. I think they can go in there and just say, look, man, you know, we're fighting for a playoff spot, but we just saw some of our best baseball of the entire season. We know what it looks like. We want to take it to these guys. Drew Gilbert's going to get them up for it. I can tell you that much right now. But yeah, they want to take it to them. And I don't think the Giants are going to be playing tight. I think they're going to be playing good, loose baseball, taking extra bases, good fundamentals defensively, good pitching. And I think the Giants could really do some damage against the Dodgers the next the 7 games they play them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as 1 day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. Leafhome.com/water.
NL West is the only division in the National League right now without a team with 80 wins. Dodgers are at 79. Even the wild card Cubs have 81 wins. So this behemoth of a baseball team, you know, who some people thought were going to win over 110 games, has sort of become human. They become a very human team that has that they then deal with injuries. They are having to guys with off years, right? Like Mookie Betts, right? He's just having an off year. You know, Freddie Freeman has had to deal with stuff all year long. Will Smith, not, you know, the one guy who's obviously just nails is Otani.
Yeah. So he's the one guy who seems to not be getting older. On that roster is getting older. He's the only one who's not getting older. He's getting younger.
You wonder, though, is this a sign for the Dodgers that they do need to turn over their roster a little bit? Like the stars, you know, getting everybody. One of the things when you can get everybody is when that dude gets old, and we may see this with Devers over the next couple of years. You know, what you are predicting is that, you know, 25 jacks and 90 RBIs and, you know, 375 on base. When you put that in and you put the numbers and you go, okay, that guy is in there for that every year. And then it becomes, you know, 10 home runs or 12 home runs. Like, where do you pick up the rest of it? You got to pick it up from somewhere else. And I think that's going to be something that the Dodgers will have to look at. Of course, they always invest in these lightning rod arms who can also get hurt. So when you have to rely on Glass now, and then you have to rely on Snell, and like one of your more consistent guys is the old man who's can't even hit 90 on the gun. But you know, I think the fan base is completely behind him when he takes the mound, because they know that it's all guile for him and he doesn't have that stuff anymore. So Giants play D-backs, Dodgers play the Rockies. So it's nothing but NL West right now. And then the Dodgers come in this weekend. I think Logan Webb pitches game one of the Diamondbacks series, which is tonight. Game will be by the time people listen to this. So that means he'll probably get what would be the last game, I think, of the Dodgers series as well, the Sunday game. And then Matt Chapman is, as we were recording last week, these guys were fighting with the Rockies, and Matt Chapman gave a two-handed shove to the Rockies pitcher, and he got suspended. But he's been arguing that suspension, and I guess however they determine what if he's going to be suspended or not, that will happen on Thursday, I think.
Yeah, first game of the Dodgers series.
So he may miss that Dodgers game. He thinks that he's, you know, got a good case to not get suspended. I'm going to assume he gets suspended. If not, that's fantastic. Yeah. But I want to know
what his argument is. That's the key, right? I want to know how you argue your appeal on that. I didn't mean to push him. I thought he took a swing at somebody. I mean, so they're probably going to look at that and go, one game is.
Yeah, I think so too. Unless, who's the pitcher? Freeland?
Mm-hmm.
Unless he said something that was a little bit over the top, I can't imagine that they switched that. I feel like if he would have said something a little bit over the top, we would have known by now.
I think so, for sure.
So, very excited. Like, it's almost more exciting than it should be just because of how poorly the Dodgers have been playing. Like, if the Dodgers have been playing even 500 baseball, you know, this series means a little bit less. But because they haven't, the series may mean something, which is why I want the Giants to win these Diamondback games, you know, two out of three or win all three, so that these Dodgers games are important as they can be, as exciting as they can be. I feel like we as fans deserve that for the ups and downs that we've dealt with all season. We've just wanted a competitive team. We've just wanted them to be able to play with some of the best teams. I think they have some pieces. Willy Adames needs three more home runs to finally get to 30. We haven't had a 30 home run hitter in a long time,
which is a bit nerve wracking because the next seven games are at home and it's cooler weather now. So it's, mm-hmm. I'm getting a little nervous, man.
Well, I mean,
we do go to Arizona though. So this is,
and we go back to LA. Next week, I think, right?
Yeah, next week already. Yep.
So Devers, I think he just hit his 30th, but it's combined from the Red Sox and the Giants. And he's been swinging the bat really well. So that has been fun to see. And it's kind of like right now you see the pieces of the offense that they probably thought when they designed this team, or they hadn't had Devers yet, but adding him, you're like, okay, here's how it's going to work. And it's been really exciting to see them put together, at bats, runners in scoring position, meaningful at bats, you know, not just hitting into double plays or striking out and all of a sudden you're just leaving bags loaded. So I think one of the things that we can take away from this last stretch of baseball is like, okay, now put these guys in pressure situations. This Dodgers series is going to be the biggest pressure that Drew Gilbert has played in a baseball game before, I'm sure. And how do these guys, Jung-Hoo Lee, how do these guys who are going to be a big part of this team over the next couple of years, if we're not going to make the playoffs, and you know it is still a small chance, there is a chance, but if it's not, then this Dodgers series is going to be the most important, the most exciting, like the most pressurized series for these players. And I want to see how these guys do in this Dodger series.
Yeah, that's going to be the most exciting thing. And like I said earlier, just they're playing for so much, not for so much for this year, but they're playing for so much for next year. You know, spots on the roster to show Buster Posey and Bob Melvin that they can be that guy, you know, and Drew Gilbert, I keep talking about every week. I mean, everybody's talking about him right now. But he is showing that he wants to be there. He wants to be the right fielder for the San Francisco Giants on opening day in 2026. And at this point in time, I am all for it. I'd love to see that guy have a full season. I mean, if he could be a 260 hitter and hit himself, I don't know, 20 jacks and play some great defense and steal 15 to 20 bags, that's a great right fielder. I mean, that's probably what, a three war guy, three, four war guy. And I'd take that in a heartbeat.
So for the Dodgers, you know, they've had even worse bullpen problems than the Giants have had pretty much all season long. The offense has just fallen off the cliff, and you know, just the injuries with the starting pitching as well. I don't think Dodgers fans have felt, and probably this is probably similar to the Giants, I don't think Dodger fans have felt that their team has ever been the best version of their team, and that's really what they're waiting for. And we got to see the best version of our team, you know, just the last couple of weeks, winning 11 out of 12. Yeah. So I, you know, if we're getting the best Giants and maybe the Dodgers come in here still shaky, I would love to take it to these guys. I want to, like, so badly. It's almost to me like, okay, now here's a question. I know your answer, but this is, let me talk through this. If you could guarantee me that we win these next seven games against the Dodgers, 7-0, knock them off of the top of the heap of the NL West, and we still finish in fourth in this wild card race, I think I'm okay with that. I'm like, it's not the best, but like, because we have just a small chance to still get that wild card, I would kind of like bet that. I would go, okay, give me that. Let's knock the Dodgers off and let's go finish this season 7-0 against the Dodgers. And I think I would be okay with that. That's a hard one, but I almost want to knock them off even more than I want to even slide into the playoffs at this point.
Yeah, I was going to say, is the alternative that we would get into the playoffs? Is that the alternative?
Yeah, we sneak in third spot. You have to play that three game series,
but in order to do that, we'd have to go 5-2 or 6-1 or 7-0 against the Dodgers. So I think if we go 7-0 against the Dodgers, I know I'm not answering your question, but if we go 7-0 against the Dodgers, I think we make the playoffs. I think they're so jacked up that they the rest of the games they'd be so lit to get those wins. But yeah, that's a tough one. If they could go 7-0 against the Dodgers and show all kinds of promise for next year and still not make the playoffs, I think I'm good with that.
The Sharks are at the park today, so you get to see Macklin Celebrini hanging out and take some hacks in BP today.
I saw something in The Athletic, speaking of that, because hockey season is starting. Denise and I are going to be in Vegas in November. Just for our anniversary, we're going to hang out there for 5 days. We're going to go catch a Vegas Golden Knights game while we're there, because that's my team. But I saw something where it said in the next 10 years, which of the rebuilding franchises are most likely to win the Stanley Cup? And the Sharks had the most votes from all the writers and coaches and management and stuff. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Did you see that the Valkyries made the playoffs?
I did, yes.
So the way that the WNBA playoffs work is, so it's a 13-team league and they have them split in two divisions. But when they seed the playoffs, they just seed them 1 through 8, no matter which division that you're in. And so the Valkyries right now, I believe, are in sixth. So the first series is a 3-gamer and the better record, the better seed, has the first home game. Then the lower seed has the second home game, and if there's a third game, then it goes back to the higher seed.
Okay.
So the Valkyries are guaranteed one home game because they made the first round of the playoffs. It is going to be at the Shark Tank.
Oh, I was just wondering that. I was thinking it would be fun to watch them go and play at the Shark Tank and also a game in Oakland.
So the Chase Center, which is where the Warriors play and where the Valkyries play,
right?
It is being rented out for the Laver Cup tennis. And so this was a deal that the ownership made I think even before they got the WNBA franchise.
Okay, that would make sense then.
So I was thinking the same as you, like, man, this would be so fun to go back to Oakland where the Warriors played and have the Valkyries play in Oakland. And I thought that's the right move. But I guess yeah. Oakland might have something going on as well. So it moves over to San Jose, which means it's like 10 to 15 minutes away from me. And unless these tickets are like $500, I feel like I have to go. Like, it's
I don't think they're $500.
I mean, they'll probably be. I don't imagine I'll be able to get in the building for less than $200. That'll be my guess.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
But yeah. So anyway, so the Valkyries now, playing in San Jose.
What's the attendance at the Shark Tank versus Chase?
For basketball, I'm going to guess it's like 1,000 and change less.
Okay.
Because I remember 1995, the Warriors were playing, they had to play a season in San Jose because they were fixing up the Oakland Coliseum or the arena.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And so they can't, and so it was fun because they were right here and we got to see a couple games. And I remember it being about 17,000 for basketball, but that was a while ago. And you know, there's been work done on the Shark Tank, and I guess they're like investing another like $500 million into the building pretty soon to freshen it up because it is old. I think the thing opened in 1993.
Yeah, it sounds about right. And we've seen what the West bracket of the NCAA tournament there before. Mm-hmm. We've seen tennis there as well. So why didn't they put tennis there? I remember going to see, what is this? The Sybase Open. Remember the Sybase Open? That used to be there. I remember going one year. I got press passes and I got to sit there and watch during, I don't know, at San Jose State. We had finished classes. I went over and saw, you remember Gustavo Kuerten, who was a big tennis star at the time, Guga. I saw him play a match there and win, and it was fun, man. That was a cool place to watch tennis and basketball. So
in addition to trying to see if Adames can get to 30 and to see, you know, if Devers can stay hot and keep his hot streak going, Logan Webb is 6 strikeouts short of 200, so he could get that tonight if he pitches well. I would rather, if I had to pick, I'd rather just him get the win and not worry about the strikeouts. But hey, if it comes with it, so be it. So yeah, so there's still some really interesting baseball to be played. And I guess my overall point is I want them to play well because I want these games to mean something, even if it doesn't necessarily mean something for them. I want them to be close enough to where if we get knocked out, let's get knocked out in the last week of the season, which means that we are playing competitive baseball all the way through.
Yeah, I know that frustrates a lot of fans. I totally get it because then you can easily just go back the last couple months and go, well, what about this series? And, you know, and you could go all the way back to the, you know, early in the season, the series in Minnesota where we got swept and, you know, there's little games here and there. How many blown saves have we had, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But that's baseball. 162 games, weird stuff happens. So you just go with it. So you just look at the end of the season. I mean, and if the Giants get in, well, it's because somebody else had blown some games earlier in the year that they should have won or got swept by other
teams. Why not them instead of us?
Exactly. So, and there's a possibility. I mean, weird stuff happens. We've seen the of all the weird seasons we've seen, this one's been up there. This is a top 10 weird season for you and I think.
So before we get to Old Guy Alley, do you have any, I'll pose this question two ways. One, if the Giants don't make it, who would you like to see do very well in the playoffs? And two, with your baseball strategy mind, who do you think is going to do well in the playoffs?
Let me look. I got to look at the standings again. Look at the the playoffs here. Man, that's a tough one. Who do I want to see? And that's easy for me in the National League, because it's anybody who beats the Dodgers, then I'm disinterested with that team after they beat the Dodgers.
I thought you were going to go Brew Crew no matter what.
No, you know, not necessarily. Not a Brewers fan, just not a fan of any team in the National League. And it's just because, you know, born and bred Giants fan, I can't do it. If I'm looking at the wild card and the standings in the American League, I always have a soft spot in my heart for the Red Sox, because playoff baseball at Fenway is really, really fun to watch.
Yeah.
Bochy's not going to get there, so we can't.
They're sniffing around.
They're four games back.
They got to win. You know, they got to win some games to kind of catch the Mariners there for that third spot in the wild card. But they're kind of similar to us, right? Like they're not that different from us.
Yeah, not the Tigers. They've rubbed me the wrong way. I don't know what it is. Blue Jays, I'm okay with.
Offense over pitching and defense, man.
Absolutely. I want to see some runs scored, and that's the game you watch if you want to see some runs scored. Don't care for the Astros. Mariners sneaking in. They've got that third wild card spot right now, but they win the division. They got a little more firepower. So for me, I'd like to see the Red Sox do well. Because especially trading Devers and then going on to do well in the playoffs, that would be pretty amazing. Other than that, probably.
Do you know if Harrison threw for them? I knew he was scheduled to throw for them.
He did, and I don't know how he did. Let me look him up real quick. I'm kind of curious because he did. Let's see. He pitched. Well, maybe he didn't, because I'm not seeing any numbers.
Yeah, I don't see any numbers for
Boston.
For maybe it's going to be this week.
Yeah, it's possible. But they're going to need him at some point, right? And he can technically be he was on the 40 man, but I think you had to be on the active roster on September or August 31st at some point and able to make the playoff roster, but. Yeah, it would have been nice to see him pitch in the playoffs too. That'd be kind of fun. But yeah, I think I'd like to see Boston do well, and anybody who plays the Dodgers.
So our friend Ryan, who's in our NCAA college football dynasty that we're playing, he's a Red Sox fan, and he's just like, I can't believe we traded for that jabroni Jordan Hicks, man. That guy was nothing.
Well, you remember the question he asked. He said, has he ever been good? I think you were like, yeah, I mean, the beginning of the season last year showed a little promise. And the first couple starts, I think this year, it was okay.
Yeah.
It seems like so long ago, because he did get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
When he was with us and before he came off the IL, just shortly before he came off the IL, he got traded. So it almost seems like anything Jordan Hicks was 2024.
Yeah.
But we forget we had him in 2025, and he did okay as a starter and then got knocked off and, tried to be that bullpen guy and just wasn't there. So
because he was one of those arms when he came up, you're like, he doesn't only throw 100, he throws more than 100.
More than 100 with crazy movement.
And then, if you just take that idea and you give him the experience of the seasons that he has pitched, you would think, okay, by now he would have it figured out. And nope, he's actually worse off than he was when, he was just all arm and they were putting him in the seventh inning and tell him to go all out. Like, it's just kind of interesting how that works.
Yeah.
All right. A little bit of a shorter show today, but I did want to throw in an old guy alley here. So I am starting this. I've talked about this diet, I think, already, this crazy diet, which I do not have a drink. This is water with a little bit of pink Himalayan salt in it for electrolytes.
Nice.
Hey, I started a diet, and the idea behind the diet is no refined sugar, no refined carbs, and no processed food. So it's really like, the what you can make, you can eat kind of diet.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very interesting because I like the workout. It comes with a workout program. The workouts are, you know, it's very similar to the stuff that I already do. But the diet thing is changing that, you know, going from like, you know, I like to eat pork rinds or chicken skins, like as a high fat snack. And it's like, nope, that's processed. I like to have an IQ protein bar. It's like a vegetarian protein bar in the morning. Like, nope, that's a processed food. And so trying to find stuff to eat, you know, eggs and steaks and chicken thighs and
avocado
and yogurt and berries.
What about cottage cheese?
Yeah, you can have a certain high fat cottage cheese, which is totally cool. But yeah, just the mentality of like, oh man, I just can't go to the cupboard and grab something, you know, that I'm used to grabbing. And also, you know, I love having a diet soda once a day, especially for the caffeine kick. And so to not be able to do that, but my kind of cheat code for that is hop water and hop tea, because I looked at the ingredients and there's nothing in it that is negative to the diet. So I'm going to allow myself to have the hop waters and the hop teas. But yeah, it's going to be tough. Today was day one and it goes for 4 straight weeks. Ooh, and the idea is just to kind of reset. So no alcohol, no sugar, which means no desserts, rare going out. You know, if we go out to eat, or if we kind of have like a DoorDash bring it in, it's going to probably be like hamburger patties from like Five Guys or something.
Yeah.
As the healthiest alternative.
In and out, can't you do what is, I don't know the secret menu, but the one where they just take a hamburger patty and wrap it in lettuce.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just, you can just ask for it that way. That's totally fine. But even cheeses, like, the cheese you for this diet is like raw milk cheese or hard cheese, like a Parmesan over a cheese that you just buy in the store. So I will let you know how I feel. I think the diet, the way that I'm eating, is still too intense from a red meat and cholesterol for you. I'm guessing
never do that. Yeah. Because I can't even eat cheese. I can't eat anything saturated fat, so I'm so limited as it is. So there's a lot of that stuff that you just talked about that I don't eat anyways.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the stuff, like, I try to stay away from super processed stuff as much as possible. Like last night I grilled chicken breasts and we had Brussels sprouts, so we chop in half and grill them.
Yep.
Or throw them in the oven, and then Denise takes sweet potatoes and chops those up into cubes and just, you know, throws a little seasoning on them and cooks those as well. And that was our dinner last night. Yeah. So that's one of our favorite dinners. I mean, it's super easy. Everything's a whole food and, you know. It's
vegetable wise, broccoli and green beans and Brussels sprouts. And I know the sweet potato is a little starchy, but you know, as long as I'm not overdoing it, I think I'll be good.
Yeah, for sure. Because, and also the amount of fiber that's in that as well, and the vitamins too that are in sweet potatoes are, you know, kind of offset everything. But if you're, you know, if the diet says you can't have, you know, this much carbs, and there are a lot of carbs in those.
yeah, it is. But yeah, it's mostly the refined carbs and the refined sugars that is on the no list. And yeah, you know, everything else is in sort of moderation, because, like, you know, even blueberries have carbohydrates in them, but they're kind of low on the glycemic scale. So as long as you don't overdo it, should be good. But all right, I will keep you updated.
Yeah, I want to know how that goes.
I bought some steaks and I probably need to cut them in half, because when I was calculating my thing, I was like, oh, okay, like, this is probably a little bit too many calories for lunch. So I'll have to, like, kind of not have my full dinner. I probably have to shave off a little bit. But otherwise, like, it's just really a mental thing that I got to get around. So that's
because that's what is a serving is like 3 to 4 ounces, somewhere in there. So I always have a problem with that, because, again, I'm so limited in what I can eat. And then I cook chicken breasts and I eat, and then I go, I could just keep eating because there's no saturated fat. I mean, there's very little saturated fat, but I cut off anything that's kind of hanging out on it. And I just keep eating because it's good. You know, it's not going to hurt me in my, you know, in the cardio situation, but, then I eat too much and then I go to bed and I'm full, which is very bad.
All right. So, hopefully when we come back next week, we'll have some fun things to talk about, like a Giants beating up the Dodgers a little bit would be real fun to talk about. So,
yeah, that'd be nice.
Let's hope for that. And we, we still have that little small chance. So just keep playing good baseball. Like from here on out, play 600 baseball and just see what happens. Like
that yeah, exactly. Happen. Yeah. Yeah. All score right. Some runs. That's the key for this team. If this team doesn't score runs, we're screwed. That's basically what it is.
All right. For Brad, I am Double G. We'll see you when we see you. Peace out.
Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.